doing the laws of Shabbat, and we've been spending the last few months discussing Muktzah. And we discussed the idea that Muktzah has numerous starting points in Jewish history. In the days of Shlomo HaMelech already there was a prohibition of Muktzah. And then we find as time went on, the rabbis expanded the prohibition to the point where in the days of Ezra, the rabbis forbade even using utensils like your spoon and fork and knife. They went all out to get the people back into the concept, back into the understanding that on Shabbat we can't do work. Remember, we discussed that when Ezra ascended to Israel, they found that people were working on Shabbos. The stores were open. People were pressing wine. And people were saying, prove to me that it's prohibited on Shabbos. So Ezra and his court went all out with the prohibition of Muktzah. And then once things got back to normal, so they released the prohibition. They made it lighter and lighter until we today have the scenario of Muktzah that we have today. We described until now that there are various types of Muktzah and they're not all created equal. There's the common Muktzah, we know. Kli shem nachto le'isur. You have something that's a kli. It's a utensil. But what you do with it is prohibited on Shabbos. So a classical example to that is a hammer. You can't bang nails on Shabbos, right? Your pen, you can't ride on Shabbos. Your car, you can't drive on Shabbos. So we have our classical muktzah are the kli shem nachto le'isur. Then you have things that are a more severe form of muktzah, something that isn't even a kli. A rock, a coin. These are things that aren't even a utensil. So if it's what we call muktzeh mechamat gufo, if it's intrinsically muktzeh, because it has no real use, so then it's more severe. You wouldn't be allowed to move it, even the tzorch gufo mekomo. I couldn't move it just because I want to sit on the chair if there's a rock on my chair. And then we started discussing different aspects of tiltul, how we could move things, tiltul min atzad, tiltul begufo. We discussed numerous different ways that Chazal permitted us to move muktzeh items. We then moved on to discuss what happens if by mistake you lifted something muktzah in your hand. What happened if your child is holding something muktzah? And we discussed the idea of nolad, that if there's something that wasn't around when Shabbos came in, and now it only came to be, so that's something which is nolad, and you couldn't have had any intention that you're going to handle it on Shabbat, so that's also a form of muktzah. Now we're up to another term called muktzeh mechamat isur. Something that's muktzah because of a prohibition.
Is post no lack on Shabbos?
Is what?
Somebody delivers post to your house on Shabbos.
It's a good question, but it's not our topic. So,
okay.
Thursday night. It happens to be discussed in the Gemara. In the end of the first chapter of Shabbat, the Gemara discusses the post, but their type of post. Our post has other issues. No, they had messengers that would deliver letters. Can you hire a non-Jew to deliver a letter when you know he might deliver it on Shabbat? Can he deliver it on Shabbat? But all of that is in their scenario. Ours are a little bit different. You're talking about Australia, where the non-Jewish delivery guy shows up on Shabbat and brings you mail. Okay.
We don't actually get posts on Shabbos.
So in America you do. In the United States, you do. You get your mail on Shabbos. And there you really have that question.
Yeah. Especially bills.
But it's a different question than our topic right now. So we have sometimes something, really it's not muktzah because you thought I'm not going to handle this on Shabbos. The classical muktzah are items which, in my mind, when Shabbos entered, I knew I wouldn't want to handle that. But then there are things that Chazal said, I don't want you to handle it. If you would have asked me on Friday, yeah, I'm planning on handling it. So an example of that is if someone has a bench that one of the legs came out. So to fix that bench is prohibited on Shabbos. We're not talking about a folding table or a folding bench. We're talking about a bench that fell apart and you could fix it. Well, fixing it on Shabbos is a biblical prohibition. You're not allowed to build things on Shabbat. And so Chazal said that I don't want you to handle that bench because I'm concerned if you handle it, you might come to fixing it. So Chazal made the bench that broke muktzah. Chazal said that bench is muktzah. Technically, it's a new form of muktzah because we said ordinarily muktzah are those items which When Shabbos enters, I don't envision using them. I have a hammer. In my mind, I'm not using a hammer on Shabbat. I have a pen. When Shabbat entered, I wasn't thinking of using the pen. Rocks on the floor, same thing. But here, it's something that I was using until now. Now on Shabbat, when it broke, so I'm not allowed to handle it. It becomes muktzah. Another example of this is when a person has a garment that's very wet. So Chazal said that becomes muktzah. We're concerned that the person is going to squeeze it out of the water. And when you squeeze out the water, sometimes that's part of the process of laundering. When you put your clothing in the machine, so you launder with soap, and you also launder without soap. And in Chazal's time, there were many places that they didn't have so much soap, that they did their prime laundering with water. So at any rate, coming back to here, so Chazal said, if you have a garment that got very, very wet, so long as you're wearing it, you're wearing it. But once you take it off, Chazal didn't want you handling it on Shabbos. So those are two examples of what we call muktzeh mechamat isur. That Chazal told us because of a separate prohibition that they didn't want us to transgress, they made the item muktzeh. The next type of muktzeh is called huktzah lemitzvato. You have something that has been designated for a mitzvah. Let's say you designated some wood as schach. So you took, you put decorations up in the sukkah. So in Chazal's time, they used live fruit to decorate the sukkah. They would hang grapes, they would hang pomegranates. That was their decoration. So you're sitting in the sukkah on Shabbos, and you have these decorations hanging, and you'd like to pick a grape and eat it. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. That's called huktzah lemitzvato. You designated that for your mitzvah. You're not allowed to use it anymore. What happens if you have leftover oil from Hanukkah? Can you use it in your salad? So again, Chazal said, no, huktzah lemitzvato. Once something has been designated for a mitzvah, so you cannot use it. You cannot use it for your own benefit. Now this, he puts it under the heading of muktzah. It's a little bit different. This is a muktzah where Chazal said, I don't want you to destroy the mitzvah. And that's why this muktzah is relevant on weekdays too, so long as the mitzvah is relevant. So let's take sukkahs. On Chol HaMoed sukkahs, you're not allowed to pick fruits off your sukkah. You have fruits hanging, decorating your sukkah. You're not allowed to pick them. Once you designated them for Sukkot, so they've been designated to a mitzvah. And Chazal said, so long as the mitzvah is relevant, it's huktzah lemitzvato. On Hanukkah, you have another thing. There's a question on Hanukkah, but we come out that when we designate the oil for Hanukkah candles, we should make a stipulation. We should say, the oil I'm putting in the cup, I'm only designating that which will be used. But whatever won't be used, by the end of the night, I'm not designating for the mitzvah. That way, whatever won't be used, I'm allowed to enjoy from. But if you didn't say that, you just filled the cup, and then the wick went out, and you have half a cup left, you can't pour that on your salad. You can't even use it for your personal lights. So this type of muktzah is relevant on weekdays too, and the muktzah is really about not deriving benefit, not doing something that is destructive to the mitzvah. That's why even though on Sukkot, technically, if on the second or third day of Sukkot, where the mitzvah of shaking lulav and etrog outside the Beit HaMikdash is only rabbinic. It's a rabbinic institution. When the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, let's make sure everyone remembers the Beit HaMikdash. We'll have everyone shaking like they did in the Beit HaMikdash. Everyone will shake 7 days. So my responsibility to shake on day 2 and 3 and 4 is rabbinic. It's not biblical. And as such, if I were to, let's say, don't get upset at me, but let's say I would take a nibble of my esrog, right? Day 1 is out, it's Chol HaMoed, the esrog smells delicious, I'm just going to take a little bite. Technically, it's kosher still. Oh yeah, so nowadays they say they're filled with pesticides. That's not a good idea. But I'm saying technically, my esrog could still be kosher. But they say the esrog is more because they say that the law doesn't preclude using a lot of pesticides on esrog because the law assumes they're not being eaten. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true, but that's what people have told me. So Coming back to here, so you would not be allowed to do that, even though it's not Shabbat, it's not Yom Tov, it's Chol HaMoed. Why can't I eat from the Esrog? The answer is, you designated the Esrog for a mitzvah for 7 days. Once you did that, that's who Ketzal HaMitzvah Toh, you can't eat from it. After the Yom Tov of Sukkot, you want to eat the Esrog, enjoy, assuming it's healthy. This is another concept of Muktzah, which is relevant not only on Shabbos. This is who Ketzal HaMitzvah Toh. So today we learned about Muktzah Mechamat Isul, that there are things that Chazal said, I want you to treat as muktzah so you won't come to do a prohibition. For example, a broken bench. For example, a garment that's totally soaked in water after you were lit. Muktzeh mechamat isur. Muktzeh mechamat, because of isur, a prohibition. And then we spoke about huktzah lemitzvato. Something was designated to a mitzvah, then it becomes muktzah, and this is relevant beyond Shabbat and Yom Tov.
What about...